Hello, and thank you for joining us. Today, Joyce will be teaching a Spirit-filled message entitled, What's Been on Your Mind Lately?
Okay, open up your Bibles and get yourself out some note paper and get ready to make the devil mad because you're going to find something out that maybe you didn't know. Proverbs 4:23. Lord, we thank you for the word. We pray that people's minds will be renewed and their eyes will be open to the truth in Jesus' name. I'm calling this message tonight, What's Been on Your Mind Lately? You know, if we would really take a little inventory of what's been on our mind lately, we could quickly make a connection between what's going on in our life and what's been going on in our mind. I went to church for years and years and years and years, and nobody ever told me my thoughts had anything to do with my life. I had no idea that I could think my own thoughts or choose my own thoughts. I had no idea that if I was thinking something that wasn't correct, that I didn't have to keep thinking it. I think it's a shame when we sit in church week after week after week, and if we're not told the things that are going to help us in our practical everyday life. It's great to learn about doctrine. We all need to be sound doctrinally, but we need to know how to live. We're never going to have the life that God wants us to have if we don't know what to do about our thoughts. Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Now, a couple of things to not miss here. It's your job to guard your heart. Everybody say, it's my job. And we could also read this, guard your mind. It's that inner life. What's going on inside of you? You have to be careful about your thoughts. You have to be careful about your attitudes. Thoughts produce attitudes. I'm sure you've heard the phrase that your attitude determines your altitude. In other words, what your attitude is really determines how far you can go in life. Guard your heart with all diligence. When you do something diligently, it doesn't mean you do it once. It means you do it over and 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 over. And I might stop right here and say that as long as you live, no matter how spiritual you become, as long as you live, every single day of your life, the devil in some way, shape, or form will try to inject wrong thoughts into your mind. And you're going to have to choose to cast down those wrong thoughts and think what will benefit you and what will benefit the kingdom. Now, in the beginning, that seems like an almost impossible job. It seems like such a problem because we've let our minds run rampant for so many years and we have so many bad mental habits that when we first begin to find out that our thinking needs to change, it literally almost seems like that almost everything you think is something you shouldn't be thinking. And if you're anything like I was in the beginning, you're like, but trust me, if you will keep at it, keep learning the word, keep praying about it, keep being diligent, little by little, day after day, it'll get better and better and better and better. But that doesn't mean that the devil will ever stop attacking you. It just means that you will get better at keeping the door closed to wrong thoughts. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Now, there is a life that Jesus died for us to have. A specific life that he died for us to have. When you become a Christian, you're not supposed to just keep all of your same old misery and mess, only now put a Christian label on it. So now we don't just have a normal mess anymore, now we have a Christian mess. Or now we don't just have normal misery anymore, now we have Christian misery. And obviously we all know that in the world there will be trials and tribulations. But I love what the Apostle Paul prayed. He said, my determined purpose is to know him and the power of his resurrection that lifts me out from among the dead even while I'm in the body. So obviously Paul was saying that even though we're in the world, and in the world there will be trials and tribulations, and